This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Welcome back. Happy Thursday, you guys. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. My beloved Benny. I haven't even heard from that guy, Paulie, since like Monday or Tuesday. Oh, you're sucking down a burrito. Thanks to our pal DJ. DJ Blunt 25 brought us breakfast. That's how you win. That's how you curry favor with Woods and Paul. And Ben, by the way. Brought us delicious breakfast burritos. I needed it. You've already heard me choke to death on the air today. Why don't you listen to me eat a burrito?
You're going
to
get a potato lodged in your throat.
A giant potato wedge. A
chunk of potato.
Thank you so much.
Ben. I saw...
What's he doing? Has he even tweeted
Thursday,
or anything?
Tuesday, I think.
Tuesday.
He sent us that picture on the golf course.
Of the deer.
It's not true. He texted us yesterday something really cool that we can't talk about yet.
Did he? Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, you guys are going to love this. You guys are going to love this. We'll have more info later. Traffic?
Such a crappy tease. No traffic.
All right. Well, give me a little Rindle report then.
I can do that.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Paul.
All right.
We made it.
This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. Look at that. We will start off in the NFL. Training camps getting underway all across the league. All eyes were on Green Bay yesterday with Aaron Rodgers taking the field. I believe it's his 17th year. Wearing that red jersey, walking out and training camp in front of everybody. But we've kind of documented it throughout the offseason. It's been pretty dramatic between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. And Aaron yesterday took the podium for the first time in an official setting to talk about everything. It was a 32-minute press conference.
Wow. No kidding. You know my stance. I like Aaron Rodgers a lot. Mm-hmm. Big fan of watching him play football. Love his confidence. Love is kind of just calm demeanor, like, whatever. I wish I had more Aaron Rodgers in me.
Yeah.
I don't. That said, because of the stupid trade deadline, I really can't care about anything else.
Well, I can get you up to speed.
Get me up
here's
to speed.
Here's a little snippet of Aaron Rodgers.
That's what the Rindle Report is for.
They really, right out of the bat, what happened? What went down this offseason?
What is going on?
I think, you know, there was... a lot of things that transpired. This wasn't, a draft day thing. You know, this was started with a conversation in February at the season ended. And I just expressed, you know, my desire to be more involved in conversations that directly affected my job. Also, I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Goode, T.J. Lang, Brian Belaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great
Ricky,
locker room
Ricky,
guys,
Terry, Timmy,
guys.
Tommy, David, Joey, Johnny,
many of
Robbie,
who
and
weren't
Brian.
Offered a contract at all, or were extremely lowballed, or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and.
That's a big thing with him.
Yes,
and I like that about him. I do, because again, all those pieces were all pieces that he felt he needed to win. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
those are his buddies.
I mean, well, and not only his buddies, but valuable pieces that if he's comfortable, you know, it's funny. I don't.
He goes on to say, he goes, you know, because they asked him, they're like, well, how do you say that? Because these guys, a lot of these guys that you wanted them to bring back. That next year, they go to a different team, and they don't have good years. And he's like, well, you know, Jordy Nelson's a different receiver if I'm throwing him the ball.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
And I'm like, that's a great point.
It's a great point. It's like...
Dude brought his homework yesterday.
That's
pretty
solid.
He had everything written out. I mean, you heard all those names that he just rattled off the top of his head. This has been an ongoing thing, but Aaron Rodgers is back. He did also... This was the viral clip from the speech. Kind of shots fired.
I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here.
God, I love it.
Don't you love that?
It doesn't work for us. San Diego is not a great place to live and work. Okay, they're coming here to work with Ben and Woods. That's it. Well, no, actually, everybody wants to live here, and somebody would cut your throat for your job.
We could find literally anybody
to do this,
do your
especially
job.
The way that you do it. Choking on the air, eating burritos on the air, you know, pooping your pants on the air, all of those things. We could definitely find somebody better and probably more inexpensive.
Got a story here. Still in football, but we're talking high school / college football. There is a number one college recruit. Number one quarterback is Quinn Ewers, and he's already committed to play at Ohio State.
Okay.
And there's talk that he may forego his senior season of high school.
Here we go.
High school. He's in Dallas. South Lake Carroll.
Oh, yeah. It's a hotbed, my friend. The South Lake Carroll Dragons. I mean, you've never seen a high school stadium like South Lake Carroll, my friends. This right
guy,
down the road from where I grew up.
You gotta see this guy.
Let me see. I can see him. I can. Oh.
No, you can't. You cannot picture him. That's not at all what you would think. Beach blonde.
Bleach blonde hair.
Mullet.
Like,
just
hey,
dirty.
Dude, I don't even have any taco sauce.
Mr. Hand.
Hey, Mr. Hand. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? Certainly there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
So this guy, Quinn, has 82,000 Instagram followers. And he's getting pitched by company after company now that athletes can profit off of their name, image, and likeness.
So he just finished his junior year.
He's going into his senior season coming up this fall.
Oh,
number
dude.
One recruit, committed to Ohio State. But there's one company, for example, Holy Kombucha. They're a local company in Dallas. They have offered him a huge deal, and it includes cash and equity in the company. And there's plenty of other names. He could make up to $1 million.
Sitting on his ass, just doing correspondence courses to finish high school, or just going to class, not playing football.
Yeah.
Does Ohio State need to see that final year of football? Probably
not.
If
they've already offered a commitment, he's the number one quarterback. They know what they're getting.
They send the dude all right, here's our package and plan. Get to work and, you know.
Start studying the playbook, kid.
Throwing. And anybody have a problem with that? Does anybody have a problem with that? I'm sure they do.
I'm sure a lot of people do.
I'm sure people do.
I don't.
I really don't.
I'm fine with it.
I think that's awesome. Now, giving a 17-year-old kid $1 million may not be the smartest thing ever. I think of myself. But, I mean, if this kid's grounded and, you know, got a good support system around him, why not? Absolutely, why not? If you're already committed to play at Ohio State University and they still want you and they're cool with it, they're cool with you sitting a year.
What he would do is he would enroll early
at Ohio State. Yeah, and just start. It's like the kid getting drafted out of high school, right? and you're like, man, you're about to be shipped off to Binghamton, New York, and you're about to, you know, start at the lowest level of the minors. Like, but you committed to Arizona State. You can always go to college, man. Start your career now. That's what I would do if it was my son. I'd be like, hey, this is how you learn. This
strike
is
exactly, while the iron is hot.
Strike while the iron's
Nothing's
hot.
Nothing's guaranteed in this
Nothing.
Life.
Nothing. This kid could break his leg. We've all seen Varsity Blues. Could go full. Who's the guy? Lance. We've all seen Friday Night Lights. Booby Miles. Booby Miles is supposed to be the next Herschel Walker. Booby should have come out after his junior year. And gone.
Never gone back in that game.
Yeah, 100%. Booby Miles.
Oh, man.
Don't be Booby.
It's interesting. The whole NIL, name, image, likeness, and how it's going to impact athletes moving forward. I think it's fascinating.
I think it's fascinating, too. It's the absolute Wild West.
Those stories will always be interesting.
And I think the thing I like the most about it is how upset people get about it. I really think that's my favorite part of, like, man, I never had to do this, you know? Like, hey, these kids should be in there playing with their teammates, you know? So I think that's the fascinating part for me. And look, hey, listen, I played for the love of the game. Yeah, you're a third string tight end. Hey, it don't matter. I played to win and for the love of the game. Dude, nobody's giving you $1 million. No, kombucha's not going to sponsor you.
I don't even like kombucha.
I wouldn't drink that and force my damn mouth open. I think it's great. Good for him.
Finally, here's your headline from the Detroit News. Michigan lawmaker reports a $221 campaign spending expense at a local strip club.
Oh, mama. They report. All right. It was discovered. Somebody saw it. He didn't say I.
He turned in his fundraising report.
Idiot. You're an idiot.
State Representative Jewel Jones turned in his new fundraising report ahead of Monday's deadline for state office holders and candidates to submit the records. And there was a $221 charge at a strip club for a, quote, constituent meeting to discuss, quote, potential economic projects.
Yeah, it's a good place. Quiet. Smells good.
He described it, it's called the Pantheon Club, as a lounge.
It's just a lounge.
Said he wasn't sure if it was a strip club.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I walked in, and much to my surprise, there were nude women. Once I got in, I went, well, I can't just turn around and walk out. I might as well stay and spend $220 of taxpayer money while I'm here. I was there. My constituents were there. He was out drinking with his listeners, basically, is what he was doing, and watching boobs with his listeners. Like, if we went and took our listeners to a strip club, Paulie, those are our constituents, and then I tried to turn in that expense report to Odyssey. Woods, what is... Pacers, really? Well, listen, it was me, it was Paul, it was Josh Gorrell, it was Sam, and it was Ryan Cohen. And we wanted to take them out and show them a good time. Well, great. That's on you. You don't get to spend Odyssey's money at a strip club. That guy's, it's taxpayer money right there, Paul.
He's like, I wanted to go to Starbucks.
It was so loud. It was so hot. I thought it would be a nice, cool, quiet place. I thought it was a lounge, the Pantheon Lounge. It's an honest mistake that anybody could make. I love those stories. More of those. More strip club stories from Paulie. One observation we forgot to mention, Paulie, from our, that is the Rondo Report, by the way. One observation we forgot to mention from our night at Lips with Ben Higgins. Ben got so into, he's never been to a strip club. And while Lips isn't a strip club, you have dollar bills and you're tipping the performers as they, right, they're singing and they're lip syncing and they're dancing. And he was way into it. Like, he liked the act of, like, woo, waving
the dollar.
What's he going to be like if we take him to a real one? Because, again, I've done that whole scene in I've done that whole scene. He's never set foot in one.
Hooter Research.
That's what we're doing there. On the company's dime.
Thank you, Odyssey.
I could put that on Odyssey. What is this for, Woods?
Hooter Research.
Yep. Ben at a real one, I bet he would be very quiet and very reserved? Or would he get into it like he did at Lips? These are the questions that permeate my brain every single day.
Yes. Yes.
I got to have it. I don't know when it's going to be. Maybe spring training next year in Arizona.
Booty, 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 booty rocking everywhere.
Maybe we could get some players and stuff with us. So he feels more comfortable.
I'm sure that would go great.
Yeah, it'd be great. Jason would be really happy with us. Woods, did I hear that you and Will and Tommy and Fernando and Ben and Paul were out at Baby Dolls last night out in Peoria?
Greatest night ever.
Oh, we really had a good time. It was a constituent meeting, Jace, is what it was. Holy crap. But no, he was so into it, I sat there and go, what's he going to be like when there's a, like, naked women dancing around him? Is he going to, I think he'll be into it.
Oh, my goodness.
Love that man with my whole heart. I hope he's listening. We miss him very much. Coming up next, though, do you want to get back into yesterday's game? We'll set up today's game a little bit. The Rockies are coming to town, Paulie.
I'd rather look more ahead to today than look back
at yesterday. You can't change yesterday. We can't change it.
I mean, that was just, it's not like we lost a heartbreaker and there's a lot to break down. What? How much is there to break down in a 10-4 loss? Felt like 10-0.
It was so bad that I turned it off. I just went to
talk about Blake Snell all morning long.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Turn the page. You need Joe Musgrove to come out big tonight.
Yeah, it's the Rockies. Enough of this.
You
stop effing around with the Rockies, okay?
You have to win 3 out of 4 this weekend.
You have to.
You split against the 2-game series against Oakland. You split the 4-game series before that against Miami. You got to, let's get some ground here. Come on.
Couldn't agree more. Nothing on the trade front yet. Still looking, still updating.
So the White Sox are finalizing a deal to acquire second baseman Cesar Hernandez from Cleveland.
No, BFD.
According to Jeff Passan. I've got Passan tweets on notifications.
That's smart.
Every time it happens, I look down. And I'm like, oh, I don't care about that one.
John Heyman tweets it. Great arms race out west. Dodgers and Padres are both in on Scherzer and Jose Berrios. John Heyman. He's got the real check mark, too. Now, if you buy it, you buy it. If you don't, you don't. We're all waiting. All right, so we will be right back. Get into today's game with the Rockies and all that that entails. Coming up next, it's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Listen to Ben and Woods tomorrow. Woodsy, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones in concert at SoFi Stadium on Sunday, October 17th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, but we have a pair of tickets just for Ben and Woods listeners.
Chances we forget to do it. Pretty good, I'd say.
Pretty good. Yes. We'll figure it out, right?
I bet we forget to do it. I'll go ahead and put my money down right now that we do. At 9:15, I'll be driving home and go, oh, my God, Paulie. Forgot to give away those Stones tickets. Kathy DMs us. We were talking earlier to David Schoenfield about Danny Duffy. He said he'd heard this morning Danny Duffy going to the Dodgers. But Danny Duffy's on the IL. She's a Royals fan also. Danny Duffy's on the IL with a flexor strain, his second one this year. I don't know when he's due to come off. I don't know if he's able to be moved. Another great point I saw. talking about Eric Hosmer possibly being moved, and I kind of put David Schoenfeld on the spot and said, "Look, who needs him? Who would look at him?" He said Seattle, and one of our listeners tweeted in that he does believe that that's on one of those. It's on his no trade list, the 10 teams or whatever that he's not going to go to, and I believe it's on there, if I'm not mistaken.
Damn.
I mean, listen, don't you know? There's roles available, right? There's roles available. I just don't know. It's the weirdest thing. It really is. And it was just a weird day a couple of days ago when we were down there and he kind of, you know, got a little tense with Jeff Sanders. That was a weird exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had, you know, basically everybody talking about maybe the potential of him going to Texas. And then today the sun rises and he's still a Padre. And then that could be the same tomorrow. The sun rises. He's still a Padre. He's going to be, you know, playing today. I don't know.
It's interesting because he's never really had to deal with this, right? He was never a trade piece in Kansas City.
No.
Hadn't been a trade piece rumored here in San Diego. You know, it's like Will Myers gets this every year.
Every single.
I don't think Will's even flustered by it anymore. You know what I mean?
I don't know that much gets to Will anymore. I really don't.
Anything.
I mean, he had my partner here. I mean, the guy would have traded Will Myers for anything. And, you know, I still think Will, I don't know, man. One thing that I kind of think about Eric Hosmer is, like, when he came over here, you know, the bag is why he came here. He's got his bag. 144.
Not a single person on the planet says no to that.
Correct.
Nobody.
Not you, not me, not anybody says, I'm not worth that. Give me 75. Let me do 7 for 75. That feels right. It's weird because in radio, though, you actually don't want to make a lot of money. You're the first guy out there. You want to be right there, kind of nice in the middle, in the average.
Just make me happy. Comfortable.
I just need to be comfortable.
Pay the bills,
bro. The minute if I got a huge contract, you'd be like, I could, you know, I would be if I was I had like made Cowherd money. Oh my god! But it's different. It's a different echelon. So Eric Hosmer brought in to be the leader, right? The clubhouse leader. Has he done that? I think for some guys he has. He has not been the face of the franchise, though. Remember when they did the bit where Will Myers is now the face of the franchise? I love Will to death. That's not a role for him.
He didn't want it.
He didn't want it.
Tell.
Again, he took that money because absolutely, who's not going to take that money? But that's not the role that he was brought in to do. Really, it wasn't. And they kind of thrust that upon him.
Then they brought in Hosmer. You figured
he was supposed to be. I thought, you know, and I really thought we'd. It's just one example, small example. We're on the flagship now for over 2 years. We were at the other station for over a year. Never talked to him. Never once. Have tried. Have tried many, many times to get an interview with him. Have never gotten one. Not at spring training, the one time we went.
Mm-hmm.
Never on the air. Now, I know Tony's talked. I know Tony and Chris have talked to him before. Coach might have even talked to him. I have no idea. But I know that we haven't. This is the morning show. We've never had him on. You know, and I just, it's not necessarily even a knock. It's just, it's a fact. We've just never had him on. And for a face of the franchise, a team leader, if you will, it just, I don't know that was the right role for him. You know, I don't know that was the right role for him. So, you look at the team as it's constructed now.
Which is
now,
interesting because that's kind of why he was brought in.
We heard all about it. And listen, again, I have no doubt he's a positive influence in that locker room. None. All those guys love him. They do. They talk about it. Fernando was talking about it the other day. We played the audio. So I'm not in the locker room. Neither are you listening. None of us know. But we do know. All I can speak to is my experience. I've never talked to the man. Never once. If I introduced myself or said, hey, man, how you doing? You know, I'd love to have you on. Never. I've seen him, you know, but he's never come on. And, you know, you're not going to find much easier shows to go on than this one. Jesus, really? I'd be asking about his headband. Hey, how do you know what headband you wear?
Thing's cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I don't know why. Don't know the reason behind it. But I know that exchange the other day was a little, he's feeling it right now. Maybe for the first time ever.
Right.
And that's the weird spot to be in. Weirder still is if Friday at 1:30, he's still here. What do we?
Does that get awkward?
Yeah, I don't know. I think at that point, you know, I think
if he sees Preller walking around,
mm-hmm. for me though,
hey, AJ,
you know how I feel about it. If the trade deadline comes and goes, and he's here. Great, let's go. Let's ride. Enough. I'm done. Let's go to the playoffs. Let's kick some ass in the playoffs. If you want to be in the lineup and you want to play well, then play good defense and run the bases smartly and hit.
Please.
And hit.
And that would make next week's conversation. What do you do with the lineup?
That's it.
Because
that's the problem you want to have. He's like, you can trade me?
I thought it was interesting that Frazier played his first game in left field. They move Pham over to right, give Will the night off. I thought that was interesting because Frazier played pretty much every single game this year at second base. Like that, he's a second baseman.
Yeah.
Which means you slide Cronenworth over to first.
But I just don't think, you know, I think Adam Frazier came here with the expectation of, I'm going to do whatever I need to
play
do.
Play anywhere.
I'll play anywhere. He seems to be that guy. We're going to talk to him today. I'm excited about it.
It'll be fun.
We'll play that for you tomorrow. But, yeah, the guy's been here 15 minutes. We have an interview with him.
That's a good point.
That's it. Coming up next, Joe Bimel going to be joining us. And what a story this
real
is.
Real life, the rookie.
Yeah, real. What's that guy's name? I can't remember from the movie.
Dennis
Morris. Quaid.
Dennis Quaid played. It was
Jack Morris.
Jack Morris?
No. Jack Morris pitched for the Blue Jays and the Tigers.
Jimmy Morris.
Jimmy Morris.
Jimmy Morris. I knew it started with a J.
Guy, 44 years old, 2 years younger than me.
I just tweeted it out. It's a picture of him pitching for the Pirates in 2001.
2001. How old were you in 01, Paul?
11 years old.
And he's back. He's pitching in Double A with Philip Wellman, who we talked to yesterday. Can't wait to talk to Joe Bimel. That's coming up next right here on Ben and Woods. Welcome back, Ben and Woods. Final segment of the day. About to be joined by Joe Bimel. What a story. San Antonio Missions pitcher.
I'm excited for this one, me too, man. I love this.
44 years old, wanting to make his way back to the big leagues. Incredible. Incredible, incredible story. Going to join us next. Just do a quick check of traffic, though, Paul. Get that out of the way. All right, and joining us now on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Hotline from San Antonio. He's a San Antonio Missions pitcher currently. Joe Bimel joins Ben and Woods this morning. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, listen, I can already tell if the pitching thing doesn't work out, radio could be in your future. Yeah. What a set of pipes on you, my friend. Good Lord.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now, we're good buddies with Cody Decker, and Cody was like, he was texting me when all of this was kind of coming to fruition. And he's like, dude, I've known about this for so long and I couldn't tell anybody. For those that don't know your story, I'll lay a little bit out. Then you kind of fill in the blanks. So you were a longtime big leaguer. I mean, you pitched in the big leagues at the highest level and had a really good career. And when it comes to an end, as it does for every single player, you were playing what, indie ball, and just decided, I don't want to do this anymore. Then what happened after that?
Well, I went home and I basically sat on my couch for about 3 months. Didn't know what I was going to do. And then I was like, well, I can't do this the rest of my life. So I was talking to a buddy of mine, Brent Dean, who was actually roommates with Cody at UCLA. And they're really good friends as well. And we decided to open up like a training facility for players of any age after high school. So we have high school, college, pro guys, big league guys, basically helping them become better players, better pitchers, throw harder if that's what they need to do, which pretty much everybody does, work on their pitches, all this stuff. So we started a facility in LA and, you know, did that for a couple years. And then Cody, after he retired, he got a job with BYAA, a nonprofit in El Paso, and he wanted to bring us in there to bring our program in because when Cody was still playing, he trained with us in the off season. So he really liked what we were doing. He brought us into El Paso to start up there as well. And then when coronavirus hit, I was actually in El Paso for most of the time, and you know I was just doing our program that we put out for the kids, but then always experimenting, always tinkering with things, using myself kind of as the guinea pig before we did anything, you know, with the kids. And then all of a sudden it was working where I was throwing harder than I had at any point in my 30s. So,
what in the world?
You know, I got on the mound and I was spacing some of our guys that were hitters and throwing like live at bats to them. And I think like the first week I was up to like 92 or 93. And then the following weeks, I just kept gaining velocity and I was up to 95, like 2 weeks in a row. And I kind of looked at my business partner and I was like, I gotta kind of try and play this year, don't I? Like if I don't, I'm just kind of sitting here wasting it. So, that's when I kind of got the idea to play again, you know, and obviously I knew people weren't lining up at 40, you know, lining up to sign a 44-year-old, but I figured I'd give it a shot and here we are.
What a story it is. And we had your manager on yesterday, Philip Wellman, and he said, you know, Joe's the only guy I feel comfortable having a beer with after the game. I said, yeah, you guys are, you know, closer in age. There are kids on that team, you know, that could use, you know, you got Philip there to kind of lead them as well. But the fact that you've done it at the highest level, the fact that you were successful at that level, have you found your role not only being, you know, a pitcher, but also a mentor, a teacher, a pitching coach, all of the above?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, since I've been doing like a lot of the instructing and teaching guys, you know, younger guys for like 4 years now, that's kind of where my brain goes as soon as I watch somebody throw.
Yeah.
I start evaluating them and kind of seeing how I could help them. And it's kind of a weird situation because, you know, I'm not a coach, so I'm not going to like step on a coach's toes and, you know, start grabbing all the guys and tell them they need to do this mechanically or stuff like that. So I might mention a few things here and there that I see and really try and help the guys out, but yeah, the guys here have been great so far. They ask a lot of questions. You know, they ask a lot of questions about being in the big leagues and all kinds of different things about life and stuff like that. And some of them are just having kids now, and I mean, some of the guys that are having kids now are my oldest son's age. So
it's crazy.
It's one of those things where I'm super old, but you know, I'm having so much fun, and there's literally no pressure on me. I'm doing this obviously to get back to the big leagues, and my stuff has been good since I've been here. I've been throwing pretty well. I've had a couple outings that, you know, weren't that great, but you know, overall my stuff's really good, and I feel like I have the ability to pitch in the big leagues again. And if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't be doing this.
It's incredible. We're talking to Joe Beimel, who is now pitching for the San Antonio Missions here in the Padres organization, 44 years old and out there slinging it. Now, I throw, you know, after a long, decorated adult league career, Joe, I'm throwing about 65 miles an hour. If I worked your program, you could get me up to what, like 72, 73? Because that would be, what was the jump for you? Like, I know you're like, oh, okay, you know, I'm starting to throw more. I'm doing the work. I'm putting in the work. Because it's harder than you threw when you were in the big leagues. That jump for you had to have been crazy. Like you now have 95 in the bag.
Yeah. You know, I threw a little harder when I was younger. So in my 20s, I would touch 95 once in a while. But, you know, I was never like a really hard throw. I was never, you know, average 95 plus or anything like that, even in my 20s. But in my 30s, I think my top average for a season was like 89.8. So I'm averaging, I don't even know this year, I would say I'm probably averaging close to 91.5 or 92. And then, you know, I'm topping out at 94, 95. But yeah, it was just kind of strange because I didn't expect it. You know what I mean? I was just like, what is happening right now? I would think that every day, like, why is this even happening? Because it's not supposed to happen at 44 years old, you know? So it was a little mind-boggling for a while. And I've got to kind of pinch myself and realize that I'm playing right now. It was just, Because when I retired, I was done. It was not like, oh, maybe I'll retire and try and come back someday or something like that. I was completely done. I had no desire to play anymore. I wasn't having fun, you know, that last year. So, and I wasn't sure if I was going to have fun when I came back. I was, you know, that I wanted to do it, but I was just kind of like, well, you know, when I played the last time, it wasn't really fun for me. And then once I got going and got back into that routine, I fell into it pretty quickly. You know, it was something obviously I'd done for 20 years. So, you fall back into your old routines pretty fast. And, it's been a blast. Like I said, there's literally no pressure on myself. So whatever happens, happens. And I've just been going out there, enjoying it, having fun. You know, like Sunday I gave up a homer to a kid, two-run homer with a guy on base. And after the game, I was like, geez, you know, I gave up a home run, but that was really fun out there. You know, and in the past, that wouldn't have been the case.
Well, Joe, I love that you use the word fun, because fun, you think about minor league baseball and the bus trips,
right,
and the grind.
It's a grind.
You've been to the top. You've experienced life in the major leagues, and then now to come back at 44 years old and you're going through the minor league grind. I don't know that fun is always the word that a lot of people would pick, but a lot of those guys are 19, 20, 21 years old trying to get to the big leagues. I mean, you're having fun there. You're enjoying. Are you just getting back into it still? I mean, what's life like on the road? I mean, I know it's low-hanging fruit, but we talk about The Rookie, you know, the movie with Dennis Quaid, and it's a similar story. He's calling his kids, helping them with homework while the guys are just trying to grab a beer, call their girlfriends and stuff. What's life like on the road for you as a 44-year-old with these kids?
Well, it hasn't been that bad, honestly. Like, Monday we took a 10-hour bus ride from San Antonio to Amarillo, and I didn't mind it, you know. I think it's a little easier now the way the minor league system is set up, because you get a day off once a week. You know, you use that as a travel day, and then the series are 6-game series.
That's right.
So it's pretty crazy playing the same team 6 times in a row. That's a little weird, you know, and you're facing the same guys like every single day. And then a pitcher, like a starting pitcher, will start twice against one team. So that's a little strange, but it's such a better setup now. And that's what I always say too, like the old guy, oh, you kids, you don't know how great you have it.
That's
like,
right, that's true.
When I was in Double A 21 years ago, we didn't have any of this stuff. Like, you know, they'll complain about the spread or the food. And I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Like, when I played in Double A, like, we were lucky if there was peanut butter and jelly before the games. Like, there was literally nothing. You had to, like, if you wanted food, you had to bring it. We got like $5 a day meal money. So
oh my God. Yeah. Spoiled.
That was like nothing.
Spoiled kids. You know, we talk about it all the time. It's just crazy.
And then just the fact that you're getting one day off a week, like, that's insane to me. But it makes everything so much easier, and it makes it so much easier for these guys to play and perform at a high level every day. So
which is the goal?
I think they've got this part of it figured out. Yeah,
you know, and that's the goal, and that's the thing. When you read these stories, Joe, coming out of the minor leagues, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's you've got these investments, you know, they're investments, and you're they're all to help build the future. And a lot of them, and a lot of the conditions, you know, in certain organizations are terrible, and it just doesn't make any sense to treat, you know, people number one. But people that you've put money into, the way that some of these guys are treated, you're seeing stories every day about guys. You know, I'm sleeping. Cody talked about how he had to sleep in his car at one point. You know, and guys sleeping on the floors of conference rooms and hotels, and it's just insane right now. And the fact that you're down there, you know, helping those guys along, helping them get through it, but also having that goal to reach the big leagues. I mean, in your mind, you know, at 44, you got to be feeling like, okay, this, if I don't make it now, you're probably not going to do this again next year, are you?
Well, it depends. Like, if I get to the big leagues and have success, then I'll just keep going until they don't let me play. But, you know, I always laugh, because when I was younger, I would say, you know what, I'm going to pitch till I'm at least 50. And, you know, I watched Jamie Moyer pitch till he was like 49, and he was throwing like 78, 80 miles an hour.
And getting
like,
guys
I
out.
I can do that. Like, yeah, exactly. I was like, I can definitely do that. So I'm going to play until I'm at least 50. And then, you know, I made it till I was 40, but I didn't tell anybody I was going to take 4 years off in between there and start a business and then come back. But, you know, I would tell my teammates this all the time. When you guys retire, I'm going to still be playing, and you're going to be calling me for tickets to come to games with your kids and all this stuff, just giving them crap. And now they are all retired and I'm actually playing again. So I make sure I text them and let them know. But, it's been a really crazy experience. And, you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity that I have here. When I did sign, one of the things I said was, hey, like, I want to have an opportunity to get to the big leagues. And if you guys don't see that, then, you know, I don't want to waste your time. And, you know, I don't want to waste my time by just going and playing and just doing it for the heck of it. So, you know, every day I'm kind of getting a little better. My stuff's getting better. And, you know, I think right now, if I were to go into a big league game, I would be able to have success. And, you know, that was kind of the goal when I started doing this.
That is awesome, man. I'm so glad you're having fun doing this. That is the most important thing. A good lesson, I think, for all of us every single day is to remember, man, it's a short, we all have a short time on this planet. Make sure you're having fun doing what you're doing. Joe Bimel, thanks so much for the time today, man. We are pulling for you. Would love to see you up here at Petco Park. We will be there. If you make it, man, we will be there to root you on, as will our Friar faithful here in San Diego. So best wishes to you, man.
All right. I appreciate it. And really, thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Fun. Now, I need him, though, Paulie. Thanks again. That's Joe Bimel joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Paulie. And what an incredible,
so awesome,
incredible interview. And I just need him to stay away from the microphone, though, because he's got those deep pipes.
I was waiting for, you know, if it doesn't work out,
I'm just going to take your job.
You guys know some guy, Adam Klug. He's been calling me, wants me to do mornings on the Fan.
He's got the deep, rich Ben Higgins voice. Man, I'm pulling for him. That's a really cool story. And again, it's a good lesson. You know, I like to try to take a lesson from everybody we talk to, because if you're not having fun doing what you're doing, and I wasn't at like 6:30 this morning, I was not having fun at all. I was just choking to death on the air. You can hear that if you rewind.
In general, if you're not having fun doing what you're doing,
maybe you should do something
else.
What
are we doing?
I know. Yeah, it's true. It's a good lesson. And, you know, the story, Dennis wrote a great piece. Dennis Lynn in The Athletic wrote a great piece about Joe, too. He said he'd just given up some bomb to some kid he'd never heard of. You know, that's when he turned 40. And he was like, I don't want to do this. He said he was dead inside. That was his quote. I was dead inside. And he, you know, walked away from the game and got that itch again. Now, coming back and chucking 95 certainly helps you get that itch back. I would imagine what a cool feeling, experience. You feel like it's serendipitous, you know, and okay, I got to do something with this opportunity. That's another good lesson, having an opportunity and doing something with it. I'm really pulling for him. And, you know, how cool for those kids that are coming up, they're kids, you know, to be able to talk to a guy like that and watch his work ethic.
I mean, literally, like, his kids are older than his teammates.
It's really cool.
I was like, I did a little homework. His first child was born in 1997.
How do you do a 10-hour bus ride without losing your mind? 10 hours on a bus. I can't do 2 hours in a car.
It's funny because I know if you had a similar story, like, I mean, he's got major league money, right? Like, he's got money.
I would imagine,
If that was you making a run at 44, you're like, I'll see you guys there.
I'm flying, or I'm driving my own car. I don't want to be with any of you people.
Just biggling them.
No, I'm a team guy, but yeah, I have my limits.
I'll meet you at the Motel 6 in Amarillo.
I'll see you there. I'll be staying at the Hilton down the street, but I'll come by, play some PlayStation with you nerds, or do whatever it is that you dorks do these days. All right. What a cool story, man. I'm glad. Great get there, Paulie. Well, we made it through. There was a trade. Did you see this?
I did.
Brad Hand. Aloha, Mr. Hand, our former closer, is now on his way from the Nationals to the Blue Jays for a guy named Adams, and I don't know who that is.
Austin Adams?
Not Austin Adams. He pitches here. He plays here on 97.3. the fans. So Brad Hand going to, so he's on the Nationals. That means the Nationals we've known they were going to be sellers. And so they have moved him to the Blue Jays. Blue Jays now pick up a left-handed
Riley Adams.
Riley Adams going back in that trade. So as usual, Padres don't break any news on the Ben and Woods program.
It's happening in 5 minutes.
You can almost count on it. We'll be back tomorrow. Fridays are even weirder than it's been. I mean, it's going to be a weird show tomorrow. I'll tell you that right now. Have a great rest of your day. Love you guys. See you tomorrow. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.